following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
What's up, Refuge Family? This is David, and I'm here with today's Refuge Devo. I am in our Camp 56 room right there. I don't know if you guys have seen this new-ish kind of art. It's every book in the Bible right here. Pretty rad the way that they have that. But hey, I'm coming to you with I'm going to say it's going to be a quick devotional thought. I know sometimes I'm a little wordy, and so we're going to try to keep it quick. Something that's been on my heart, and really it's a single verse. It's a single passage, or sorry, a single Bible verse within a passage in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, and really this was spurred on by a couple of things. Number one, spurred on by the atrocious, tragic, devastating news that happened earlier this week in Texas with the shooting at that elementary school. Horrible, awful. Here at the staff, we've been praying for the families, praying for the parents. I just can't imagine. I cannot imagine what that's like. Oh my gosh. And we've been praying for them. And so number one, this passage was spurred on from that. And then really this passage was also just spurred on from a conversation I just had with a close friend of mine. This is found in Romans chapter 12. And in Romans chapter 12, towards the very middle of that chapter, to the end of the chapter, the little subsection, the subheading here, is love in action. So what is this love, right? It says that we're supposed to live and we're supposed to sacrifice. Here's a reasonable service to the Lord, right? And this is what it looks like when we love the way that Jesus has called us to love. And one of the sub points to that, in fact, you know what? I'm going to read this passage because it's great. Starting from verse 9, it says, love must be sincere. Has to be real, right? Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Pursue one another in love, right? Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. That one's real easy, right? Faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. I know every one of us has that one down, right? No. No, we need help. Jesus, please help us. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Now here's the verse that I'm sure you guys are all familiar with. It's verse 15, Romans 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Now, again, as I think of the shooting that just happened, and that's like, well, we live in California, we're in Southern California. How are we able to enter into mourning for those that are mourning? You know, if we don't know them, we don't necessarily know the families that are involved. We're not in that. My mind immediately goes to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 when Paul starts listing the different gifts of the Spirit. And on top of the gifts of the Spirit and listing what these gifts are, he also talks about why we were even given gifts, right? It's for the common good. It's for the building up of the church body. It's for, you know, so we all can function the way that we ought to function. And it goes into this part where it talks about that each gift is needed by other people with other gifts, right? And so you think of the body, and it's like, even right now, I am holding my phone with my hand, with my arm, right? My body needs my hand, right? Like the body needs every other part of the body is essentially what I'm getting at. And so right now, if it's like, well, if I don't know these people in Texas, like how am I to mourn with those who mourn? And the same way when, you know, if I stub my toe, the rest of my body responds. There are brothers and sisters in the Lord that are in Texas right now and that they're a part of our body. Now, they're not necessarily a part of our Refuge Family body. That's lowercase c church, but they are part of the capital C body of Christ. And so I think in a certain way, in a way that we are able to enter into this mourning process is by taking these things to the Lord and praying for them and putting yourself, like this sounds morbid, it sounds terrible. I tried putting myself in their shoes, thinking, what happens? I just dropped off my son to preseschool. Like, what happens if I drop them off and I don't pick them up? And it devastated me. I went to bed the other night and I could not sleep. I could not sleep. I honestly felt devastated. I was like, I cannot fathom that thought. And it's like, it's not a fun reality whatsoever to sit in, but I think it's a needed reality for us to sit in because people are living that right now. Brothers and sisters, we sit in that and then we pray and we go, God, please be with them. We start praying with more vigilance, with more like passion, more zeal. God, please, would you be with them? There's a mandate in here in the word in Romans chapter 12 that says, if you want to know what love looks like, it's entering into the mourning of other people. And it's mourning with them. And so I would just say in that verse, mourn with those who mourn. And that totally goes in with the context of just people in your own life. Don't be afraid to enter into those things. I understand that's messy, but ministry and love and the life that God has called us to oftentimes will be very messy. It's not going to be clean, right? And the second subpoint right here of rejoice with those who rejoice, we are called to do that. That is love in action. Had a conversation with a friend. God's been confirming stuff and calling and drawing and paving the way. And I just am so stoked for him, for his family. Literally, I'm like, God, you are moving. And I'm rejoicing with him in this that God has confirmed and is moving. And it's just exciting. And I started thinking to myself, David, if there is a lack, if there is something in me that is saying, I cannot rejoice with those who rejoice, nor can I mourn with those who mourn. It's a heart issue. It is something in me. There is a wall that is up that I've allowed to kind of come up in my life that is not allowing me to enter into what love in action is, right? And so I would just say, I don't even know if it's an encouragement as much as it's a challenge. I would honestly right now just assess and think to yourselves, am I able to rejoice with those who rejoice? Yes or no, right now. Am I able to do that? If not, why? What is in my life? What is that thing that is hindering me? Is it stuff that I'm going through? What's going on? Ask honestly though and say, God, and if you don't know why, say, Lord, would you show me why I'm not able to do that? And the same question, are we able to mourn with those who mourn? Are we doing that right now? And if not, why? What is getting in the way of me loving my brothers and sisters, loving the body? What's getting in the way? I ask this for myself. And in fact, let's close in prayer and let's just ask that the Holy Spirit would reveal to us those things right now. And so Father, God, we just pray by your Spirit, you would show us if there's any of us, God, that are not able to rejoice with those who are rejoicing or mourn with those who are mourning, if we're not able to enter into that part of ministry, which is what you have called every single one of us to do as believers, God. It's not a unique ministry. This is the ministry of every single believer. And so, Father, if there is something that is getting in the way of that, would you please reveal that to us? Show us, God. Would you help us repent and turn from those things that we may walk in love in the way that you've mandated in your word? Father, thank you for being a God who is so good and so loving, so present. Pray you'd be with my refuge family. We love you and we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Refuge family, God bless you. We love you and we will see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life